What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Maxwell Levan Show. We are here again, joined by Frank. How's it going, Frank?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. What are you doing? What are you up to?
Not much. Just an excruciating pain with my limpy toe.
So if you guys remember last episode, we talked about how Frank was going in for surgery, getting his ingrown toenails chopped up. They only did one, right?
You made it plural, so it's
which
not
is why I'm just saying they were gonna
next month they're doing the next toe, so you can't even say it in plural.
Hey man,
they did the one toe. No, I'm talking about the procedure because
when you got to the doctor,
yes,
you thought you were having both done, right?
Yes,
which is what I told the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm saying. But they only did this, so now I'm opening the door for you to explain it. We're on the same side here, dude.
Mm-hmm,
just tell the story what happened.
So the skin on my toes grew over. Well, my pardon me.
Nice burp. Nice,
grew
nice.
Over my toes, but the one toe they had to do it because it got infected and was like black. My toe, and the toenail was turning purple. So they chopped off the skin, but also took a quarter of my toenail off.
Oh, so it looks better now, right?
No, it looks horrible.
Yeah, what was the point?
I don't see it, though, because there's, like, little strips holding the wound together instead of stitches. So it just heals without having stitches come out. And they had to put 5 needles in to numb it. But then there's this free spray, which I used to like. But now I don't, because, like, the pressure gets so strong.
Oh, is it, like, numbing spray?
Or is it just numbs the outer layer, but they have to shove the needles in as he's spraying. And it hurts a lot because, like, the pressure of the spray increases and just, like, stabs into my toe. And it really, really hurts.
That's unfortunate, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he took the bandage off, I think, yesterday to rewrap it or whatever.
Yeah.
Or my mom helped him out, whatever. And they didn't even go down as far as, like, expose the skin because, I mean, but there were still a couple layers of mesh.
They weren't layers. It was, you know, the strips, like when someone gets punched in their face.
Yeah, like gauze. Yeah.
No. Those little small, clear-looking strips that hold the skin together. Like, let's just say in a movie, someone gets punched, they have that little cut on their face. The strips that go over them.
Oh,
that's
what's on
my toe. There are like 5 of them holding it together.
Wow, that's... But anyway, they took it off, and Frank was showing me there were just sheets of blood. Like, there was so much. It was soaking
through. My blood turned brown. It was dried out. It really hurt.
Anyways, you guys are probably, like, eating food or something while listening to this. So, anyways, speaking of food, Frank and I just finished filming a cooking show.
Yes.
He made a very, very nice grilled cheese. Kind of ruined it at the end, though, because...
Yeah,
well, okay, so I'm in a telecommunications class, right? Telecom. And it's a college credit. It's like 3 college credits per semester or something like that. So it's one of the classes where it's like, wow, you know, and only a few, there's only 3 or 4 people in my class because it's not something that, you know, everybody wants to do. Only the people that actually care about it and really will try hard, which is good because then when we do a collaborative project together, all of us will be actually interested in giving it 100%. But one of the units, we're doing a cooking show. You have to film somebody cooking and, you know, I'm responsible for the camera work and the editing and the production. Right?
I'm responsible for making it actually taste good, which it did, but I over-seasoned it by, like, a lot.
Yeah.
It tasted like just a rock of Himalayan pink salt.
Yeah, just Frank took it a little bit overboard because he was like, let's make this so fancy. The grilled cheese itself is fine. Grilled cheese itself
but
is
then
fine.
I decorated the plate so that, you know, in fancy restaurants when they get the plates, then the food, the dish itself... is like $700. I put parsley flakes and squirted ketchup on it. But when the ketchup squirted, the pressure from the ketchup...
You know, sometimes when your ketchup...
squirted in,
you
like,
know, sometimes in the ketchup container, like, farts before you squirt it out? Like, you just get a little, you know, puff of air?
Yeah.
It did that after he put the little flakes on there. So
it went...
So it went everywhere. And there's a little, like, a little blop of ketchup in the middle.
Then... the parsley went on the skillet, and it smelled horrible because the parsley burned.
Yeah, so anyway, long story long.
Don't put parsley before the ketchup.
He put the ketchup and then sprinkled parsley on it, and then put the grilled cheese on top. So it was just, the grilled cheese just got soggy sitting there in the presentation while we were waiting for it to be done. What are you good, man?
I'm
you cough
choking.
A lot. Are you good? What are you drinking, by the way? What is that?
I made an iced coffee.
Iced coffee, dude. How old are you?
11,
when I was 11, now. I don't drink coffee now. You're already... Abby. I think that you got that from Abby, though. Because Abby loves... Well, okay. Abby loves coffee. And I'm sure a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people do. It's not like a abnormal thing, but it's just, I don't know. I've never liked it. I've never found any reason to have it.
Black coffee straight raw? No, you gotta put, like, at least one little spoon of sugar in it then. Because you can't, black coffee just tastes like nothingness.
A lot of people like black coffee, though. Like, just no. Nothing.
I don't know a single person in this house that drinks straight black
coffee. This house, dude, there's five people in the house, too.
Black coffee. That's dude, just
that's
not
a common thing. Hey, if you're watching this and you drink black coffee, tell Frank. Hit him up on Instagram. No. FrankShanks101. No black coffee. Hey, by the way, follow Frank on Instagram, because when he made his Instagram, he made it just, I think, when we were, you know, starting to do numbers on TikTok and, you know, whatever. And so people wanted more of Frank, and I was like, hey, Frank, here's an opportunity for, you know, make an Instagram, and I'll promote it. Got him, I don't know how big you got, but he got some...
I got up to 180 followers. Now I'm down to, like, 85, so I lost 100 followers over, like, a couple months, at least.
Yeah, it's been, like, a few months, but also you haven't posted, so if
the
you don't...
The most recent upload of mine was a rock and sand, I think, from the beach.
I've lost, like, 400 Instagram followers in a month for not posting anything because people don't care. They don't care, like, who you are or whatever. If you're inactive and they don't see anything of you, they'll just get you out of there. They'll remove you. That, which is kind of dumb. I don't do that, man. You know, I follow as many people as I want to and just, you know, go. I follow like 1,000 people on TikTok. You think I'm
gonna... Wow, you follow 1,000 people.
And
so
I
modest.
Still don't follow you.
No, you follow my old first account ever made.
Cough, clear your throat, dude.
Oh, whoa. You follow the first account I ever made.
Yeah. I only have one account. I'm proud to say that the only account
I've... Guess what? You have like 5 YouTube accounts. Maxwell Levan 2, Maxwell Levan Gaming.
Yeah,
Maxwell
I do.
Levan Vlogs.
Well, Maxwell Levan Vlogs changed to just Maxwell Levan because I was like, I think my mindset was I'm more than vlogs, you know. I do more than just vlogs, which I do, you know, in all fairness.
You do photoshopping like movie scenes.
No, that was my other channel.
That was a one-time thing.
One time, dude. I got Are you good, man?
My
are you good?
Getting...
Take a sip of something other than iced coffee, dude.
There's nothing else off here.
Can we get some water, guys? Okay. But yeah, I did get one channel like I guess terminated or striked or whatever from by 20th Century Fox for re-uploading a movie
Speaking
scene.
Speaking of channel strikes, my first ever YouTube video got taken down.
Oh yeah, people were asking me because we never finished telling the story because we got carried away being stupid last time. Remember we talked about Frank started a channel, Frank's Vlogs. I will tell the story because this is interesting. And I was like, oh, this will go viral, you know, and it kind of did for it. Well, the day that it was up. But I was like, yo, Frank, we're going to do like a 5-10 minute video. Just be reckless. Just do whatever you want. So Frank was over here screaming, like beating drums, like, you know, popping bags or whatever, you know, I don't know.
Also jumping on cars.
Jumping on moving cars. Abby was at our house. She was trying to leave and Frank just hopped on the hood. Dude, Frank just hopped on the hood of the car as she was trying to leave.
Yeah.
And we were filming it and he was just screaming, standing up and stuff. And so I was like, oh, this is gold, you know, because this was a while back. This was like a couple years ago. I was like, yo.
It was like a couple years ago. That was like.
That was like a year ago.
March 2019, at least.
March, whatever. But I was like, yo, let's do this. And then I posted it, started, you know.
Then, like, 2 days later, at,
a,
like.
A day
like
later.
50 views taken down for child endangerment.
It got taken down, and I got a nasty email saying, like, don't ever post on this channel again. Like, this is child endangerment.
But and then I did. Like, a 10-hour of me just rolling in the grass.
We had Frank roll in the grass.
But we just looped it, because I was not rolling out there for 10 hours.
We had you roll for, like, 2 minutes straight, and then we just looped it.
We just looped it for, like, 10 hours
but
straight.
It was...
Also, the time of day stayed the same for 10 hours. So, people are gonna know it's a loop and the movements and, like...
Yeah, I think you could see the sun in the background, and it just never moved.
It never went down for 10 hours straight.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Back to the cooking subject, the partially fake flake incident. There are flakes in my coffee right now.
Are you serious? There's parsley flakes in your iced coffee?
I'm not drinking that. It tastes horrible right now. Because, like, the parsley is now draining all of its leaf stuff. Tea leaves? The stuff will turn off and turn into a liquid. That's what the bottom of my drink's like right now. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I can't describe what it tastes like, but horrible.
Yeah, I would not want parsley in my coffee. I don't know why you want that. You guys want to talk? You want to talk about some current events? You want to talk about what's going on? Yesterday got announced. Do you hear? See what got announced? Big thing for YouTube and for boxing and stuff.
No.
Okay, Floyd Mayweather.
Oh no.
Arguably the best boxer to ever put on a pair of gloves, announced on his Instagram that he was boxing Logan Paul on February 20th, 2021.
Is Logan Paul just gonna bribe his way to win?
Not at all. Snoop Dogg wants to commentate.
Snoop wants to be one
of the commentators because
he's gonna be high the entire time. he's just gonna be high the entire time. Just go, Logan Paul, 50 points.
I'm not saying the ref. No. He's just gonna be announcing it, like commentating.
He's gonna be high and say horrible stuff on live TV.
He's gonna
promote one of his songs or something.
Nah, man, I don't think you're qualified to talk about Snoop Dogg. But I was just gonna say it was announced and everybody's going berserk over it. The internet's going crazy and people are talking about, oh, this is gonna be the easiest money Floyd ever makes. Whenever it's also gonna be the easiest money Logan ever makes, right? Because Floyd is not the type of guy to fight for what these YouTube guys fight for, like $1 million, $5 million.
Also, Floyd Mayweather probably doesn't spend his money. $200,000 just on a box of cardboard for things.
Oh, you're talking about the Pokemon cards? Yeah. No, Floyd spends. At one point, he was a billionaire, dude. He just spends money on this ridiculous stuff. He posted a picture of his garage and it was all blacked out Rolls Royce Phantoms, just as far as you could see. It disappeared. The picture disappeared because he can do whatever he wants.
Paul spends $200,000 on just.
They're both wildly wealthy and ridiculously
rich. Here's
what I'm telling you.
Do you need 500 Rolls Royces? Do you need cardboard?
Well, hang on, Frank.
300.
I get 300. This. You kind of have the outside perspective that a lot of people have when they make judgments on people. Logan sold the cards and made like 400,000.
It was a fake box, even.
No, dude. No, that was a skit. But anyway, not to get off track. It's going to be a big money fight and they're not going to be paid the same, but I'm saying if Floyd Mayweather's involved, it's going to be like tens of millions of dollars each. Okay. Maybe $100 million for Floyd. So whether Logan walks in and gets knocked out in 6 seconds or it goes to a decision, either way, both of these guys are walking out with insane paychecks. Everybody's going to watch it, whether it's so they can see Logan try to win or so they can see Floyd knock him out. Like, what for whatever reason, you're going to watch it.
One's going to walk out with a bloody nose or a broken jaw or something.
Let's also not forget, tell the tape, Logan is like right now 50 pounds heavier. He's taller. He's half his age. He is a smart fighter. He knows what he's doing. And so they're not on the same playing field, like physically, but Floyd does have 20-something years of experience. So I don't know I don't think Logan thinks he's going to win. I don't think anybody does. I'm just saying it would be interesting to see how long
he did all that trash talk with the fight with him against KSI. And guess what? He didn't even win.
He didn't win. And guess what? KSI tried to fight Floyd Mayweather, and he wouldn't take it. So something, I think they're looking for raw natural talent, and I think Logan has that over KSI. I think he got unlucky. It was a close fight. He lost only because of a deduction that was unfair. That fight was close. And Logan tweeted today, he's like, well, because KSI, he said, you know, props to Logan, like, you know, good job getting the fight. And Logan said, well, if I win, that makes you the best fighter in the world, right? Because KSI beat him. So if Logan beats Floyd, KSI beat the guy who beat Floyd, KSI's the best. Anyways, that was just something that was going on.
Well, with KSI's big intro going in was just a waste. The amount of money he probably spent
the
just
ring,
to get that.
No.
No, do you see the intro he did walking into the fight?
Yeah, ring walks, dude.
It was a waste of money.
Also, breaking news that just came out from the Olympics about an hour ago. Guess what one of the new sports is going to be in 2024? Guess what, Frank? Just say it. What do you think?
Coughing.
Break dancing. Breakdancing cleared its final hurdle to be featured in the Paris 2024 Games on Monday.
Was Paris even hosted in the Olympics?
I don't know, man, but they just announced that breakdancing, also known as breaking, will be officially included in the 2024.
Isn't it going to be China 2020?
No, dude. I don't know.
It was gonna, but due to COVID starting there, I think they canceled.
Rock climbing is also included.
How is that a sport?
Yeah, hey, you know what I don't get? Hey, you know what I don't get, man?
What?
You know what I don't get?
What?
Curling.
Curling.
What is?
We actually did a project for the blue and gold for scouts. It was so weird.
No, talk to the mic first of all. Also, curling is not a sport. I don't care what you say. If you have to let something go, you kind of let it go gingerly. You let it go. It's not chance. It is skill. I will say that. But if you have to let something go gingerly, that's not an Olympic sport. That's a game, right?
Yeah.
Hey, is this the Olympics? Or are your friends over?
Also, how is figure skating a sport?
That's okay. You can't.
That should not be able to be a sport. Sports are like soccer, football, kayaking, canoeing.
Well, no,
stuff.
Even figure skating, dude. No, skating. I'm saying figure skating takes. I know you're trying to be a hater on figure skating. Figure skating takes
skate
a
ice.
Lot. It takes a lot more skill than curling, right? Like I said, hey, are we in the Winter Olympics representing our nation? Or are your friends out back at a barbecue playing a game? You know, curling, you just sweep the thing and just hope that
it's not even you sweeping. It's your team. So
your team.
You don't even have control of that.
You just
it's
have
their
to.
Decision. They just
it's you know what it's like. You know what it really is like. It's like shuffleboarding. You know the thing you do that the old old guys do on cruise ships, where the thing you got to push. You got the stick and you push the thing and you try to land it in the circle with the points on it. Mm-hmm. Just do that.
But
hey,
that's also not a sport either.
That's not a sport, and people don't acknowledge that as a sport. They say, oh, it's a game. Yeah, curling is the same way.
The Olympics started in Rome or Greece, whatever.
Well, Athens, I think, yeah.
Yes, Athens.
Long time ago. You know what wasn't what wasn't one of the sports?
Figure skating!
Or curling!
Or rock climbing, or...
breakdance!
No, it's like the discus, bowl jumping, spear throwing, archery.
Yeah, javelin and stuff.
All that. But now there's figure skating, rock climbing, break dancing, and curling.
Is this Girl Scout summer camp or is this the Olympics?
Yeah.
Is this field day at your elementary school or is this the Olympics? The most elite competition, you know, athletically in the world.
Yeah.
And now you get to rock climb.
Is it whoever climbs up the thing?
Hey, you!
Quickest?
Oh, you grab rocks, you make it to the top. Oh, cool! Here's a gold medal.
They're probably.
Oh,
not
you
even
broke it
get
down. You did the boogie woogie on the floor. You break dance.
Did the electro shuffle.
Here's a gold medal.
Charlotte DeMille is probably going to that break dance, trying to win a gold medal, but she can't even get to 100 million.
You know what
followers
they should?
Right
they
now.
Should. No, she did. She did it. But they should have some sort of. I'm sure they've had it, but like. Influencer Olympics. I know they had the Challenger Games. Logan did a like a track and field event, but I'm talking have people, and I know the Sidemen with like KSI and all. They've done soccer games and charity stuff. So I guess and boxing. We've had some sports when it comes to influence. I'm talking about have like over an entire summer have them go to some country and like do an actual Olympics with like people across the world, but just people. On social media. No. Would that be cool?
All of the social media people, all the soft people, go straight to Soviet Russia. Do Olympics in the freezing water. They have to swim 100 kilometers in under 24 hours.
If they reach out to you and said, hey, Frank,
come to Mother Russia and swim 100 kilometers
no.
in the water.
No, it's snowing, by the way. It's flurrying
snowing.
Outside. Sit down. It's not a big deal. You've seen snow before, you know. It's Virginia.
Not,
I don't know how cold
it
is.
This time of the year. It's
yeah.
never snowed
it's,
on Christmas.
It's December.
Ever in my
it's
life.
December 7th. But anyways, what we're saying. Oh, if you got a call from the Olympic Committee, the IOC, right? And they said, hey Frank, we've seen videos of you, you know, getting shot. Like you're famous. We want you to be part of the Influencer Olympics. You get to pick any sport you want to do. winter, summer, whatever kind of sport that's in the Olympics, what would you do?
Shooting. That is
shooting,
technically sport.
Shooting what? What are you going to shoot? What are you going to shoot?
No, in the Olympics, they actually have it. You get a crossbow or I think a rifle or something. You have to shoot a target at like far range.
Oh, cool. You know what?
Who aced the rifle camp out?
You.
Who aced it?
Who? You aced it? With a little 22 from like 50 feet away?
Who got certified?
You got certified to what? To what, Frank?
Hitting the right targets. I need to hit 5 bullseyes. Oh,
so let me explain. So our Boy Scout troop, we have access to a really cool property out in the middle of nowhere where it's got rifle ranges and shotgun ranges and stuff. And so every once a year they bring all the kids out and we get little 22 rifles, like nothing crazy.
Not always 22.
But now it is because of the controversy and laws and stuff and regulations. They're just gonna want to be safe, and that's Boy Scout regulation. Is just use a 22. Now let's set targets up. I think 50 meters away. Meters away, and put up paper targets. And you have to shoot. I think what's the a three?
You have to get 5 bullseyes on 3 targets.
You have to get 5 rounds within the size of a quarter. Like you have to put a quarter over 5.
4 rounds under a quarter on 3 bullseyes, but they have to be in the same row.
Okay.
It's like 3 on the top.
Yeah, Frank knows
more
than me. But that's what he was talking about. He qualified. That's I just want to explain.
But also,
but if the IOC called me and said, "Hey, what sport do you want to do?" I'd say curling. You know
what,
why? You know why? Because
curling the thing.
Because curling is a game. That's not a sport. That's what you call a game. Breakdancing, that's what you call an activity. Come on,
rock
guys.
Climbing.
These
that is
aren't
a
sport.
Hobby, not a sport.
Yeah, that's
that
what
is a hobby.
That's a
that
very
choose.
That's
to
a
do.
Very good point. You pay to go to the rock climbing.
Wait,
place.
Is there competitive rock climbing for pizza?
There literally is, dude. Rock climbing is a thing that if you have an event at your church, you rent out the trailer with the little pop up rock climbing thing, and they set it up next to the bouncy house, and you go climb it, and you ring the bell, ding 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 ding. You know what you don't get?
Anything.
A gold medal, right?
You know what you get? Nothing. Good job, and all that.
Not even a good job. They just say neck. The dude that stinks, that's got all the overgrown facial hair with the little ball cap
like
on.
The
he's
tattoos and the piercings.
Tattoos and piercings. He'll say next. Okay, yo, it actually is seriously snowing its butt off out there. It's 37 degrees though.
Speaking of crazy weather, so we brought up the rifle camp out. So, it took us, like, 4 3-hour to get there. It was already 8
o'clock. No, it's 2 hours away, 2 hours away.
It was already 8 o'clock by the time we got there. Pitch black outside. Couldn't see a single thing.
Couldn't see a thingle. Couldn't see
a thingle. It was raining.
I couldn't see a single thing. Wait, are you Mike Tyson? All right, no, go ahead.
It was raining, like, crazy that week. In the middle of a peanut field, too. We couldn't see
anything. Yeah, this is literally on a farm. This is, like, on a peanut property.
Then there's this giant 15-foot-long puddle filled with water down like a couple of inches.
Wait.
At least.
Okay, man.
Then the trailer that with all of our bags in it but mine got stuck in it. They couldn't get it out, so I went back home. Then
Frank,
we brought, what are they called, the boards,
plywood.
Yes, we brought plywood so we could get the trailer out. They thought that would work. It took them 5 hours to get out. Dude got stuck under the trailer.
Yeah, like Frank was saying, not to cut you off, Frank, but yeah, it's probably hard for people to I obviously know what Frank's talking about, but people, I want to be clear so you can appreciate the story for what it is. That was a little while ago, right? Like October, maybe mid October.
Not even October. It was like.
No, it was. It was.
Yeah.
Or September. No, I think. Because that was the same day I had a school dance.
Oh, yeah.
But it was an uncommissioned school dance. It was just parents put it on. And so I was going to just come for the day to shoot, just drive up. Me and my girlfriend's dad drove up. We shot. Well, we didn't get a chance to shoot, but we were just helping everybody out, collecting the targets, going down the end of the range, just helping out, because he's a police officer, and so he just wanted to go. But I get a call probably 30 minutes after Frank leaves to go Well, we meet at a church, and so at the church is where they all meet up, and then they depart for the camp out. The people are there at the church. I start getting calls and texts from everybody that's there. Yo, Max, where are you, bro? Yo, where's the food? Where's the food? Because, you know, you have to shop as a Boy Scout troop. You know, the troop gives you money, and you go out and shop. You know, they want to teach you to be independent and just shop for yourselves, make a meal plan. You know, it's a cool thing. Boy Scouts is a cool thing. You should do it if you're not already, you know, out. Because once you're 18, you can do it. But I'm saying if you're younger, you should seriously consider doing it. But we'd gone shopping. I'd gone shopping even though I wasn't going to be there the whole time. But I gave Frank the food before he left. And Frank gets there, and I get calls. Where's the food? Where's it? So I start freaking out. I'm like, yo, what are you talking about? Because I shouldn't have to be worried about that, right? I have stuff I have to do. I managed it. I gave Frank the food. So, Frank, why were they all calling me?
So, it gets even worse. So, the food in the big cooler, they were like, oh, bring it over here. But then I came up with the idea, if we're going to the same place, we'll just leave it in the cooler. But then when I already brought it over there, well...
Wait, what are you talking about, dude?
So...
Does this affect the outcome of the story at all? Or is it just
first,
like...
First, so... Okay. Grabbed all the food, brought it over to them. They were like, we don't have room. I was like, then why would you ask for me to bring it over here? So I had to bring it back in the crew, but then they were like, oh no, actually,
the point
we have
is,
room now. The point is, they should have just stuck
the
with
point
the
point is, people,
need to.
I felt very much like they were only relying on me to ever shop, and so I haven't done that since, to be honest. But we go up, and Frank leaves. I'm like, okay, whatever. And my mom's like, yo, they're coming home. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, the trailer's stuck. Like, a lot of the kids are just getting with the people that brought them and just coming home. And so Frank got taken home, and he was here, and he spent the night, and then he went up the next day super early.
For like 12 hours at least left.
And then came
six.
Back.
This,
yeah,
it was
same
pitch
day.
Black at 6 o'clock, too.
Yeah, he didn't spend the night at all because it was just so... They're very diehard.
A tree almost fell down on someone's stomach.
No, but a lot of these old guys that are leaders and stuff, which I completely understand, when they were kids, if it rained, it rained. You know, you just camp either way. But these kids, I mean, there's a lot of... You know, snowflakes in Boy Scouts, and so people will tend to not do stuff unless it's like sunshine and rainbows all the time. If I wasn't busy, I would have camped. You know, but
no, because the one night it rained, the trailer was stuck. They're like, some kids didn't even go then, just because they missed out on all the shooting. Like three kids didn't even go.
Yeah, but yeah, and then I go hang out for a little bit, and I was like, yo, we gotta go. Because I had to go home and get ready. We took pictures. You know, for this homecoming dance, I don't think I've really talked about this a lot because I didn't make a video about it, I don't think. But you probably saw it on my Instagram if you saw it, all dressed up pictures and stuff. That's what that was for. But I go, get nice pictures, the nice thing. And I got an invite a couple months back. Just, hey, you know. Like, you're on the list, just so you know. Well, you know, obviously, Frank, obviously, we're on the list. You know, they're like, we saw your TikTok. Last year when school was actually open and we had a homecoming, I'll say this for the first time, we snuck my friend in. My friend, he was my cameraman at the time. He was helping me with all my videos. You guys might remember Chris. We straight up just snuck him in. We just, we caused a little bit of a commotion. There was 1,000 kids all trying to get in this thing. It was madness. And there was cops everywhere, security trying to pat everybody down and stuff. And I was like, yo, Chris, I want you in here. And he was like, bruh, I know. So I was like, come to the front of the line. I went up, talked to the security guard, literally just talked to him, and Chris walked by. And like out of a movie, like we just robbed a bank, we all just kind of walked away and tried not to smile because there was like 6 of us there waiting on Chris. Anyways, shout out Chris, bro. I love you. But... we go to the homecoming thing. They send out an invite saying, hey, you know, your parents have to sign this thing, you know, waiving us of any responsibility if you get COVID because the COVID season. I was like, oh, man. They're like, don't worry, though. It'll be safe, social distance, you know, not a ton of people. You know, masks are required everywhere. So it's like, oh, it's fine. You know, they're trying is what I thought. I was like, they're trying. They want us to have a nice event. Like, it'll be fine. It'll be great.
Like 30 of the
kids. So we go. So we go, and right off the bat, it's all the party people, all the, you know, the cliques of people, of kids that are just hang out with just each other and nobody else. I found a few people that I knew. Well, I knew of, but I found a few people that were also like me and, you know, not part of the cross country like misfits. Click jerks, you know, and we were hanging out because my girlfriend and I went, and I was like, yo, this is gonna be, you know, either fun or really lame. If it's lame, we'll just leave. We go, not a mask to be seen. Nobody's got stuff on. Everybody's all up on each other. You know how dances are usually, right? People are all up on each other, loud music, which is fine. I'm not going to say, I mean, no, not complaining, but I'm just saying it was very, I basically got catfished. But, you know, they said it was going to be one thing. It was the opposite. Even teachers, even, so this wasn't a school event. The school didn't know about it or have anything to do with it, and they couldn't really stop it because they didn't say it was a school function. Right, it was just people hanging out, having fun. They booked this nice resort ocean club thing on the beach, like a private chunk of beach. It was a nice place. It was expensive to go, but it was. I was like, yo, people are going to get this COVID like really bad from this. And even teachers were there, I guess just volunteering. Like our French, well, not my, but the French teacher at our school was there. No mask, in the middle of crowds, just dancing.
I have croissant.
I have croissant. No, just dance.
I have croissant that is dance.
How come every podcast you do some foreign impression?
Eiffel Tower, we have some... the croissant. We have all the croissant.
All right, man, we get it. You get... All right. No, but seriously. And then, but they still did like a homecoming court and like a king and queen and stuff. And I was like, that's weird. And I was like, okay, well, obviously the party bus, they, some people, the like real party kids that are just like drug addicts and stuff, they got a big limo of people.
Oh no.
Also, if any of you guys are listening to me, it's no secret. It's not like I'm exposing you. Everybody knows. But they showed up, and I was like, okay, so they're probably all going to get on this thing. Because you had to write down, when you go in, they have like ballots. You have to write down who you're voting for the homecoming court and stuff. And it's every kid. And I'm like, okay, whatever, right? I was like, cool, I'll vote for myself. You know, why not? Whatever. Dude, I got it. Bro, there's so many people there that, like, really tried and, like, posted on their Snap and on their stories.
Like, you're known in the school for your magic, so, like, I think everyone's going to vote for you.
That's what I didn't really want to. Well, yeah, I'm not going to tell myself. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say, oh, well, they know me. They better vote. You know, I was like, I don't care. I didn't know this existed. Meanwhile, other people are posting religiously, hey, vote for me, you know, spread the word, I'm giving out lollipops if you vote for me, stuff like that, right?
It sounds like what a pedophile would say, oh, come get this free candy if you vote for me, I'll give you free candy.
That's what everybody does, but it's called bribery. But anyways, they called my name for the senior homecoming court thing. And I was like, huh? And so I went up there and they gave me like a sash. I still have it on my wall. I was like, huh? You know, everybody was cracking up though. They called my name and I was like, what? And people were like dying of laughter. And I was like, bro, and then afterwards I just went back to normal. They took a bunch of pictures, like flashed, like it was crazy, dude. Walked up, cameras were going off like crazy. I was like, wow.
That's just your average day life. After that's you upload not my... and it goes viral on TikTok, then you're walking in the store, then they're like, oh, natural man.
That happens.
Can I get a photo with you?
No, that doesn't happen that much.
Can okay. I shoot a Nerf gun? You shot Frank in the head with. Can I shoot a Nerf gun? You shot Frank in the head with. I'll buy it off you for $45.
No, that doesn't happen as much as Frank's saying. I don't think. But anyway, you know, flash were going off. It was crazy. It was surreal for about 0.6 seconds, and then on the way back, literally, I talked to somebody, dapped me up. You know, they're like, yo, what's up, bro? Good job. I literally stopped and I was like, this means nothing. You realize that, right? Like, I don't want to sound stuck up or like whatever. No. What does it do?
Gives you power over.
It's not even, because if it was a school event, you know, they would have the homecoming court walk out during the football game and be all dressed up and have their date and like, all, right? This is just some like off, this is like the Walmart brand homecoming. I was like, okay, cool.
Actually, it's the homecoming you get when you buy it off Wish for 20 cents.
This is the
when
Wish
homecoming. When you buy your homecoming dance off Wish for 20 cents.
Yeah, I was like, no, this is cool. Don't get me wrong. It's cool. And I still think it's cool that people there voted for me and the majority of people voted for me didn't talk about it, didn't know it existed, but still, hey, but still got it, which I think was kind of cool. I think it just... It goes to show for us little guys out there, you know, you don't have to be a party kid. You don't have to be the like in a clique and hang out with all like douchebags and stuff, and you'll still get it. You'll
Whoa,
still
language. Language branch.
English, bro. English. That's my language.
No, but then when you buy that Homecoming off Wish for 20 cents, when it gets and arrives eventually, and it's cheap packaging.
It's contaminated with COVID because it's from China.
Prom dance, not even the Homecoming dance. It's your prom dance.
Yeah, that's true. By the time
your Homecoming dance, which isn't even your Homecoming dance.
By the time you get it from by the time you get it from Wish, it's time for prom, which I hope they have. But after that, funny enough, after that, the next couple days, I started having a really sore throat, and I started having a high, like a low fever, and I was like, "Yo, I know I didn't just get COVID from this."
Were you wearing your mask?
I'm gonna be honest, no. Nobody had their mask on, which is not an excuse, not a good example for anybody, which is why since then I have not gone out anywhere and partied or done anything like that, because mask or not, you know, it's still risky. But anyway, so I was feeling kind of bad, and so I scheduled, and I was like, yo, I need to go to the doctor, whatever. You can't really schedule. So I just walked in, well, didn't walk in. I went outside to the parking lot, called. They said, oh, yeah, we'll see you in a little bit, whatever. So, Abby took me too, because she was 18. She had to be there. And so we're sitting there. An hour goes by, and this is around the corner. This is 5 minutes away from our house. I called back. Not even five minutes. It's down the street. It's down the street, right? And there's a Dairy Queen next to it. So I was like, yo, let's go get dairy. So we got Dairy Queen, watched my phone, you know, make sure they didn't call. Sat back down for another 30 minutes, played Among Us, whatever. And then I called and I was like, how many people are ahead of us? She's like, oh, we have 10 more people ahead of you, and then we'll be seeing you. So we went home, and 2.5 hours later, I had showered, took a nap, hung out, you know, whatever. Then they called and said, we're ready. I was like, okay, I'll be there in a second. I went there, got the test. It hurt so bad.
They hit,
I'm pretty sure they hit my brain, because they went so far up my nose, and it, on both sides, they did both nostrils for extended periods of time. It hurt so bad. It was awful. I don't recommend it. I said it. I took a video right after that in the room. Never posted it. I was going to. But I was like, yo, no amount of partying. Well, my voice sounded like I was like, yo, guys. Because it's my throat.
You sounded like corpse, but like.
Yo, guys, it's corpse. No, it sounded bad because first of all, my eyes were running. They were streaming because of, you know, anything in your nose, you know, make sure, like, eyes water. So my eyes were all watery. My throat already hurt. And then I had stuff up my nose. I was like, yo, guys, no amount of partying is worth, like, the pain I just felt, let alone having COVID. And so for the next 72 hours, I was paranoid because you don't want to have COVID. You don't want to be sick. And also, I don't want to bring that to my house. Cause, I mean,
a symptom of COVID, like, once you're a couple weeks in, you lose all your taste buds. You can't taste.
Well, I didn't lose my taste buds. I didn't lose stuff like that.
No, and some people that just upload about their COVID infection or whatever, they can't taste anything. They drink like straight vinegar and stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
Can't taste anything.
I understand.
Whatsoever.
Which might be good sometimes when you cook. Some days maybe it's better that I have COVID, right?
No.
So I could get the food down. Is what I'm saying.
If it's hot, you can't feel the burn.
I'm saying, but if I can't taste the food, maybe then I'll like actually want.
Maybe then I'll eat the food I spend hours.
Yeah, well, you could make a thing called COVID Kitchen. So anybody that has COVID come in, and it doesn't matter how good your food is because they'll just eat it either way.
I could just serve them a bowl full of my crap then. Just say it's chocolate ice cream. They eat it, they're not going to taste the thing.
They're not stupid, dude.
Well, the COVID didn't fry.
Okay, but
brains.
It's not Novocaine in their mouth. Like, I'm sure you can still, like, have some sort of sense of texture. But anyways, I had the app. I was checking hourly to see what the diagnosis was, right? I was like, yo, do I or do I not have coronavirus? Finally came back negative. I was like, whew. But the guy there, he said, yo, you're not going to know for a few days. And obviously they were in, I'm sure, no rush to let me know. Like, who am I? You know, they had more pressing matters on their hands.
You're Maxwell Levan. Oh, Maxwell.
I'm gonna. That was just my hand. Don't worry. I don't beat Frank. Don't worry. No, dude. Don't call the feds on me, man. I don't. I,
You're not an adult yet. You're still
the only time I beat you is in the ring when you challenge me. Which, by the way, I could mop the floor with you any day. I don't even if you were my size and my age. Like, it's not like I'm ganging up on you because you're like small. If you were my size and my age, I could mop the floor with
you. Clap you if I was your age and your size. I'd clap you.
That wouldn't happen. That would not happen. Anyways. The guy said, act like you have it. He said, quarantine, don't leave the house. Treat yourself like you have it until you know that you don't. I said, okay, you got it, boss. Couldn't go anywhere. Couldn't do anything. Now, granted, it was a few days, and but I did, I guess, in a way, live that life of like having COVID for a few days.
What you if know? You did have COVID? Because people
treated me like an outcast in the weirdest way and in the slightest way. Like I'm not trying to act like I've experienced the full force of what it's like to have this awful infection. But it was definitely weird because I didn't want to post anything about it because 150 plus people were at this dance that I was at. And so if I have COVID and I'm posting about it, or if I don't know.
You should at least know they have COVID. You don't want
no, them but, to get surprised. Which is why I reached out to the people that I was like dancing with and like close to and said, yo, obviously, you know, hey, had to get tested. Or whatever. But I'm not going to make a big post because then everybody's going to freak out.
I need to stop you there. You said
don't stop me
dancing
there.
With. You made it sound plural. You were dancing with several more than one person.
I'm saying the group I was hanging out with. Yes, we you were said all kind of
dancing.
Yes, not I was in. Yeah, we were in dancing circles, with. Dude. Yeah, we were like link arms and do like the chicken dance, bro. Next question.
But just imagine if I was a doctor and I had to give people the COVID test. I'd just go, oh, you're negative, and they have COVID and get everyone in the family yo, killed.
That's how. Good thing you're well, not like a doctor.
If someone's pregnant and I need to give them the ultrasound and then I come back no, from doing
no,
it.
No, no,
oh,
no,
you have a baby.
No.
Wait,
no.
9 months. It's not in there. It's not in there. Because you don't have a baby.
Yo, are you kidding me, bro? That's not how that would work. You'd be an awful doctor. Hey, look at me. You'd be an awful doctor.
Yeah.
Hey, never hire Frank to be a doctor.
I didn't get positive with COVID. I did get positive with herpes.
Yo, stop. Yo, is that so that's definitely a stop the episode, right? That's probably an end to the show.
Yeah, it's been I think that's 42 minutes.
Your name is your middle name should be Screeching Halt, bro. You're Frank Screeching Halt DiBarto, bro.
Actually, Francis like DiBarto.
Francis Screeching Halt DiBarto, because you have a very rare
person.
No, you have a very rare trait and not something a lot of people have, right?
Also have a very rare name. There are only two people in the entire world with my name, actually.
Okay,
full
man.
Name.
Shoot. Nobody has my name in the world. Look it up. Google me. Hey, Google me and scroll. Hey, not to be a jerk. You know, not to be a jerk at all. Okay, I'm not even trying. But Google me and let me know how many days it takes you to scroll before you stop seeing stuff about me. Anyways, thank you, Frank, for being here, man. I hope we can continue this kind of deeper look into some of the dumb, like crazy, ridiculous stories.
Well, it's just right there. It's just right where you're sitting.
What are you talking about?
All the dumb and craziness is just right where you're sitting.
All
right
the there. Dumb and craziness
all
is
all built up inside of you.
Hey, man, I just threw a ball at your head for a video.
Yeah.
You put down your cappuccino, and I threw a ball. Hey, if that video ended up going viral, which right now. It's doing all right. I think it's on track to get tens of thousands of views. If anybody's coming here from that,
it's
welcome.
It's not going to get as many as the Frank want to get shot in the head. Or the
well, head. Yeah, it's not going to get millions probably, but we do know the formula, and we've kind of just repeated
the
same thing.
Too. It can't just be the same thing, asking if I want to get injured by like getting hit in the head or the foot.
Well, this time it was a ball. No, this time was a ball, right?
It was a foam ball you shot at my head, too. It's a ball, just different shape.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen you complain about a ball being that close to your face. Anyways.
Are you kidding?
Thank you. Thank you guys for listening to the Maxwell Event Show featuring Frank for the second time. I do like having
actually for the third time we
did make a podcast years ago, but I'm talking about the stuff people would know about. It's still on the internet.
Yeah.
I do like having a guest based show and being in a global pandemic. You can only really have but so many guests. So Frank, thank you for being the kind of by default guy for being here. You know,
I mean, it's you're default, you're, not default. Get it?
It's a default.
It's a default.
Well, thank you for being here by default, for being the only guy that I actually wanted to. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Guys, go follow Frank on Instagram at Frank Screeching Halt.
Actually, because, Frank Shanks.
No, because you do have the very interesting power to deter any conversation and just and make it come to a screeching halt by telling like an awful joke or something.
End instantaneously just with one word.
Well, you can kind of make like the flow and like the way, you know, like the smooth like conversation, like the rhythm of something stop abruptly. And I think that's just a very uncommon thing that most people just carry conversation. But nonetheless, I appreciate you being here. 45-minute episode, longest one we've ever done.
Yes.
We're talking from now on, though, they're probably going to be at least this long because I still have a lot of...
I don't even know that anyone watches an hour-long podcast.
Well, you don't watch a podcast, so no, I don't think anybody does watch an hour-long podcast. But any of the podcasts I listen to are no shorter than 45 minutes to an hour.
Have you seen Logan Paul's Impulsive podcast?
Yeah, Impulsive goes
up to 2 hours.
Impulsive goes an hour and a half usually, because I mean this is their job. A lot of people they're podcasters, but this for me is just a thing on a bullet point on the list of things I do. Stop scratching your arm, dude. Is it that itchy? Do you have poison ivy, dude? You can't not scratch. Do you hear that? Do you hear Frank scratch? Do you have eczema, man? Do you have eczema?
Eczema. I like scrambled eggsema.
Oh, there we go with the derailment, with the screeching halt. You just
easy eggsema.
I know you don't play basketball, right? But if I throw an alley oop, right, and you're about to and you have the opportunity, you can dunk it, right? I throw it up, you're right there, you can dunk it. You know what you do a lot of times with the jokes?
You just hit them away.
You just knock them off the court.
I get the ball, deflate it, shove it in me. Screeching halt once again.
That was an audible fart. Thank you guys for listening. I love you. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, the podcast app. Download us. Save the podcast.
SiriusXM,
wherever, literally everywhere in the world where you can listen to any type of podcast, we are there. And by the way, climbing up the charts. Thank you for the continued love and support. We'll see you next time. Take it easy, fam. Peace out.